All right, good. 5 minutes. Then we'll have a break, mga 3:10, 3:15. That's our last break, and then we'll move on. Planning. Some of you receive now, every time we start a new series, especially for the worship services, you are waiting for a certain package. We call it the worship services package, di ba? And the pastors now, di ba, you already, maybe some of us would give you the grid already if you want to plan the songs. Yes, of course, we have suggested songs included in that worship services package. But there are also, if we want to, like for me personally, I still want the worship, the music ministry team to think about the possible songs based on the series grid, right? And this is because of what? Because this is because of a planning mechanism that we develop in our preaching planning. In fact, this coming Tuesday, September 9, we'll start talking about the series already for January, Honor God. And we know that we're not yet perfect in this area. But in the last 2 years, I can say that we've improved greatly. No? A lot, no? In terms of the way we do our preaching, in terms of the way we plan it. Kasi nga, may dates. For example, ito, ako na lang, no? Assign sa akin yung Compassion series, no? Week 24, which is what? 6 months before the date. Diba? I-review na namin yung ginawa namin ng sermon summit, etc., etc. Up to week 4, for example, ito, week 6, presentation of worship services package. And then, this is what we want to start doing this round, no? Victory group material is presented for approval, no? For the, kasi hindi namin nakikita yun eh, dahil before, hirap, puro last minute pa. Now, thanks to Varsha, on time na yung mga ano namin. But what we're not able to do now is to present it to the pastors for input. So, yun yung sisimulan namin this run around. Again, it's because of the importance of planning. Planning. Okay, next. Organizing. Organizing is the management function of arranging effective and efficient use of resources. I like the word that was used there, no? Effective and efficient. Stephen Covey, if you read this book, he popularized this in the early 90s in his book, Habits of Highly Effective People, no? He he made it popular nga. Effective for him is, or efficiency is doing things right. Effective is doing the right thing. Which comes first now? Tell me. Is it to do the right thing or to do things right? Effectiveness is doing the right thing. Efficiency is doing things right. Question, which comes first? Doing the? Which is what E? Effective. Okay. Effective. No? Why? Because you can be good at something that shouldn't be done. Diba? Yun na yun. Ganun lang kasimple yun. Diba? We're barking at the wrong tree. No? We're working on something and we're so good at it, but hindi naman pala yun yung dapat nating ginagawa. So, effectivity first before efficiency. Oh, for example, who among you ginagawa niya me and my dad every year or every 2 years, regularly? Me and my dad. Ortigas, Novaliches, sino pa? Fort. O yung mga ibang church, hindi kayo nagmi-me and my dad, di ba? Anong ginagawa nyo? Anong ginagawa nyo? Oh, yun yung hinanap ko. Again, wala tayo nandito. Nakiki? Ah, si Kano ba yung nagsabi nun? Nakikisabay. Again, we're not judging anyone. Kasi nga, that's more effective for them. I heard this from Nixon. Sabi niya sa akin, ako, nag-me and my dad kami. Sabi niya, kaso marami siyang gustong gawin. Baka next year, makisabay kami. Sabi ko, bakit? And he mentioned a lot of reasons. No? But end of the day, he was saying, this is more effective for them. And we can be so good at delivering this particular event, but it's not yet, you know, it's the things that we shouldn't be doing. Given our context, then we wouldn't do it. I'll tell you our context. In Santa Rosa, our place is here in Nuvali. The community around us are young families, no? Kung baga, mga generation ko. Yun na yun. In fact, yung generation ko, matanda na yun in that particular community. Kami ni, yung, talagang mabibilang mo lang yung support na senior leaders, talagang halos, ano, hindi naman, konting-konting-konti lang. Oh, yeah, I mean, compared to Alabang and ano. Kasi nga, normally, what we realize, our community, ito yung mga working community na nag-start bumili ng bahay sa Nuvali or Santa Rosa or any other subdivision there. Or ito yung mga anak na mga rich kids na pinamanahan ng magulang na binili ng bahay doon. So yun yun. Now, we checked on our statistics. Compared to the rest of Metro Manila, ratio and proportion to attendance, we have the highest number of kids to total population. We're running at 19 to 20%. Many of you are just average 14 to 15%. Question, effective ba sa amin ang me and my dad camp? In our context, tell me. Why? Kids. Reaching out to the community. The neighbors of the people who attend, they have a reason to invite. Kasi nga, that's our context. Then, effective sa amin yon, then we'll make it good for us. So yun lang, very clear and directive. No? So when you talk about organizing, it is the management function of arranging the effective and efficient use of resources. Anong resources yung ginamit ko doon? Tell me. Arriving at that particular conclusion in Santa Rosa, what did we do? What are the resources that we maximized? Ano to ah? Hindi masyadong profound. Ano mga ginamit? Paano kami nakarating dun sa decision na yun? Diba? Statistics! Okay, mayroon tayo nun. Attendance, di ba? Ganun kasimple. Paano ko makukuha yung ratio ng kids to total population? Statistics ng kids namin. Di ba? In fact, kung gusto mong makakuha nung sa ano mo, dun sa buong syudad mo, kung ilan yung total number ng bata dun, saan ka pupunta? Sa City Hall. Tama, Edralyn. Di ba? Pupunta ka sa City Hall. Kukunin mo lang yung statistics dun. Di ba? Basta huwag kang maglalagay. Di ba? Pamiryenday mo na lang yung tao doon, pero pwede na yon. Okay na yon. Pero makukuha mo yon. Resource. In other words, information is a major resource. Di ba? In fact, we are heavily relying on information as a resource. I had our volunteer pastor. Kasi nga, hindi kaya namin kids pastor na. So, kailangan lahat ng ministry sa kanya. Okay? So, yung volunteer pastor namin, si Jerry Mir. Yan. Kilala ni Karen yon, si Jerry Mir, taga Olonga po. Sabi ko, bro, kasi since we were located, remember the picture, we were located in a park, no, and beside the lake. Sabi ko, what would be the best way to really bring in kids? Sabi niya, paano kaya yung redemption natin? Sabi niya, ganyan. So, sige. Sabi ko, inaisip namin, ilabas ang redemption. Eh, alam mo naman yung mga redemption booth natin, di ba? Lalo na sa mga simbahang katulad namin, di ba? Talagang ano yan, bargasan yan. Di ba? Parang yung tindahan ng tinapay lang na may ganun ka. Yung stante, alam niyo yon, gawa sa aluminyo na may salamin, whether acrylic o yung iba, pag may budget ka na, naka-glass ka na, di ba? Na nagaganon mo. Parang ganun lang. Sabi namin, sige, ano ba, paano ba natin to gagawing efficient? No? Kasi alam natin, importante yung kids. So gumawa si Jeremy ng major research niya sa Google, actually. Research sa Google. So sabi niya, balik siya sa akin, dami niya ng dokumento. So pinapabasa niya sa akin. Sabi ko, bro, wag mo nang pabasa sa akin niya. So anong conclusion natin? Sabi niya, bro, alam mo ba, may nakita ko ngayon, the number one still attraction in a park, alam niyo ko ano? Ice cream cart. So sabi niya, bakit hindi natin gawin yung redemption booth natin, ice cream cart? So ngayon, sisimulan namin yung redemption booth namin ngayong September, ice cream cart. Tapos marami na siyang ginawang ibang strategy. Pag may lumapit na bata, bibigyan namin hindi ng KC box, may isa siyang tinawag eh. Na ano, basta may ibibigay pa kami gano'n na makiklaim niya sa service, so et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, resource. Diba? Maximize mo based on statistics, based on your given context, di ba? We maximize. You organize it in such a way that you'll be able to maximize it effectively and efficiently. Now, kung successful man yan, o hindi, babalitaan ko na lang kayo. Cross your fingers. Okay. Practical skills. Okay, I have something here. This is a schedule. For example, you report to work 10 a.m. Okay? Kunyari, mall-based ka. Kunyari, Alabang. 10 to 6 ang work hours. Okay? Let's say, this is your day schedule. Wake up, easing in, read Bible and pray, shower, prepare things, dress up, bathroom needs, breakfast, travel time, read newspaper at the office, coffee, prepare work stuff, you're ready 10 a.m. to work. Let's just say that travel time, dahil nakatira tayo sa Pilipinas at hindi mo na talaga mapakahirap, di ba, i-predict ng traffic, lalong-lalo na dito sa C5, sa Eastwood area, Libis area, it's just simply, ika nga ni Pastor Jun Iscosar, crazy, di ba? Okay, so wag na natin galawin yon travel time. And since nagtatrabaho tayo sa church pa rin, pagpalagay na natin na every day you read your Bible and you pray. Okay? Oh, ba't kayo, wag kayong tumawa? Ibig sabihin, nabubuking kayo, di ba? Tumawa kayo. Ibig sabihin, hindi niya talaga ginagawa yun, ha? Okay, for example, di ba? Hindi na natin gagalawin yan, yung naka-bold. And then, sinabi ni ng boss, we will now start our work 9 a.m. Adjust your schedule. Go, adjust your schedule. I'll give you a few seconds. You need to give me 60 minutes. Adjust. Clear ba instruction ko? Sandali lang. Huwag na natin ding pangarapin. Nagigising tayo ng maaga. Okay? Ganun pa rin ang gising nyo. Hindi na, doesn't work. I'm telling you, it doesn't work. Okay? So, gigising pa rin kayo ng 6 a.m. Oh, give me 60 minutes. I'll give you a few seconds and then anuin natin yan. Okay, anyone? Lahat, ha? Give me 60 minutes. Okay ka na? Oh, sige. Rain. Oh, sige. Oh, tell me. Do you have a mic? Oh, grab your mic there. Oh, maybe three of you, ha? Three of you. Sige, one per column tayo. Oh, Rain.
Sound. All right. Ililimit. Kukontian ko yung easing in ng 15. Ah, you want from the start from the...
Any?
Yeah. Sige. Kukontian ko yung easing in.
So meron ka pa rin, yung nagmumuni-muni ka, yes, di ba? Yung nakadilat ka, pero yung katawa mo hindi makagalaw. Tipong, alam mo yung pag-alarm ng iPhone mo, snooze, di ba? Right. Tapos naganyan ka na. Tapos you're just hoping, Lord, konti pang time, di ba? Five more minutes.
Tatlong okay. Snooze na lang, hindi na yung ano. So, konti lang yung snooze.
15. Yeah. Okay, next.
And then, yung newspaper and coffee, maybe I can, for me, I can do away with that and get ready by ano.
Hindi mo nagagawin. Hindi ka na magbabasa ng newspaper. Makikinig ka na lang sa DZMM or DZBB on the way to work, di ba?
Yeah, not there. Yeah. Okay. I won't put it there.
Sige, so nakabawas ka na ng 30 minutes.
Yeah, yung okay. Newspaper and coffee.
Okay. Oh, 15 minutes na lang.
Okay. You want that total 16 na mawala?
Oo.
All right. I got it. I see. So, what do we do? Hindi, ganun pa rin, Pastor Johnson, except that if I remove 15 minutes in easing in, I'll be at the office ng 9 instead of 9:15.
Hindi, kulang ka pa. Ano ka pa? Darating ka sa office ng 9:15, kung baga. Kailangan mong agahan pa ng kulang ka pa ng 15 minutes. Remove the shower na lang para ano.
Yung prepare things, right. Maybe yung prepare things.
Oh, prepare things. Anong gagawin mo?
Hindi na yan sa umaga gagawin. Don't do that the night before.
The night before. Oh, gagawin niya yung preparing things the night before. Okay. O tama yun. So, okay na. 15. Yan yung tinuturo natin sa mga anak natin. Di ba? Handa mo yung gamit mo, gabi pa lang. Para pagising mo umaga, kahit pupungay-pungay pa yung mata mo, nakaset na yan. Oh, anyone here? Sino yung inaano mo? Oh, Edraline, ikaw. Tell me. Grab a mic. Okay.
Yung same as na lang yan, pwera lang yung sa ano, prepare stuff at work. Parang okay. Pwede mo na yung gawin bago ko umuwi, the day before.
Dakila ka, talaga. Totoo ba yun? Kriso, kaya niyang gawin yun. Sige. Please enumerate. Okay, prepare work stuff. You won't do it.
You won't do it anymore.
Day before you leave the office. You say, yes. Pastor Mark, I'm leaving. But I'm ready to work tomorrow. Diba? Okay, 15. Okay.
And remove na rin siguro yung coffee.
Remove the coffee. Okay, sige. Coffee. Pwede na yan during break,
di ba? Tapos, yung prepare things sa morning, the day before, the night before na rin.
Okay. So, wow. Oh, isa na. 15 minutes na lang.
15 minutes na lang. Ayun, Dres.
Ayaw niyang galawin ng isingin eh. Oh. Talagang sinasabi na nung mga katabi niya, ising in. Ayaw niya. Ayaw niya tanggalin ng snooze, no? Ba't ba kayo nangingi alam? Di ba? Walang basagan ng trip.
Kayang i-shorten yung shower ng 15 minutes.
Talaga? Single ka ba? Single ka?
Married.
Married ka na. Oh, pwede na nga. Sige. Hindi na kailangan mabango eh. Okay lang. Oh, dito. Any brave soul? Sige. Oh, ikaw bro. Yes. No more. Sige. Bakit? Ano ba dapat?
No more.
Saucy eh. No more. No more talaga. Oh, sige.
I want to arrive early. So, I want to do the... I usually have my breakfast. And you can combine the breakfast and coffee.
Ah, okay. Oh, combine. Okay, good. Breakfast and...
Saan yung breakfast? Coffee. Dyan?
Coffee. Okay, so nakabawas ka ng 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Usually, kapag minimal yung preparation ng work, you combined na rin yung prepare work stuff. Like, checklist for today, anong mga accomplish ko today. Pwede siyang ipag-merge. So, I want to be here like 30 minutes before.
Oo, so prepare work stuff, 8:30, wala na yun.
Nandito na ako. So, to adjust the travel time, I'm leaving at 7:30 for an 1 hour travel time.
Ulit, sorry, nalito na ako doon.
So, 30 minutes, nandito na ako. So, I'm here 8:30.
That's overachiever to, ah. So, paano nga? So, ibig sabihin, kailangan 1 hour 30 minutes ang...
So...
Ano pa mga tatanggalin mo? So, 15 minutes, you combine
parang I'm
your...
working pabalik. So, I arrive here 8:30... Tapos okay. Nandito yung breakfast, prepare, and coffee. Dito ko siya gagawin. Tapos yung travel time ko is okay. 1 hour. So I'll be
leaving. So ibig sabihin,
leaving.
Pag clock in mo, hindi ka talaga nagwo-work pa. Ano, loko lang.
Nandyan lang ako sa area, sa cafeteria.
Let's pretend Karen is not here, she's not listening, this is not recorded, no more MPD stuff, every nation building.
Hindi, seryoso, nandyan lang ako sa caf before 9, parang pag, kain.
So, ang tinanggal mo, prepare work stuff, breakfast.
Read newspaper, hindi na...
Ayun, read newspaper. Okay. 15.
Kasi pwedeng makinig ng radyo on the way.
Mm-mm. Ano pa tinagal mo? Breakfast, dito na rin.
Yung breakfast, dito na rin.
Okay.
Sinabay ko na siya sa coffee.
Yung prepare things, anong ginawa mo doon?
Yung prepare things, nandun na rin sa prepare work stuff.
Nandun na rin sa prepare.
Ginagawa ko siya ng habang kumakain, tapos nagno-notes ako ng to do today.
So, yung pangligo mo, tsaka damit mo, nandito na sa work stuff mo, ha? I mean, it's just one, ha? Parang ganun yung dating nun.
Basta ang goal ko nandito ako, whether hindi ako naligo.
Drive ka na, bro.
Basta na, nandito na ako, tatrabaho na.
Sige. Hindi. Wala na akong oras, eh. So, okay na lang na, okay? Dito ka na sa fourth floor ng shower. Well, doing work stuff. So, thank you. Sorry. Oh, what did you do? What did you all do? This particular activity, no? Number one, you identified, we identified non-negotiables. No? So when you talk about one practical skill rather of organizing is prioritization of tasks. Now, under prioritization of tasks, you identify the non-negotiables. Now, what is non-negotiable in a particular project? What is non-negotiable in a particular work assignment? No, establish the non-negotiables. And then what do? You work with the negotiables. No? Many things, di ba? We work with the negotiables. Jim Collins, author of Good to Great, di ba? There was a study of 100 companies, or rather 36 companies that lasted for 100 years. What was key for them? One of the things that he found out is this exact thing that you did, no? Identify non-negotiables, work with negotiables. And how do you do those things? It's either when it comes to task, you advance task, delete task, you shorten some, easing in, no? And then you combine some, no? You advance it, I won't prepare my work stuff, gabi na lang, no? I won't prepare things anymore. After shower, I'll go straight to work. Delete, di ba? Shorten, combine. Prioritization of tasks. Next, when you talk about organizing, you're talking about resource management. Resource management. Finance. Who are working... finance. Okay, Sheena and Faye and Kat. Okay, what do you... Local church or finance department? Okay, what do you always require the local church if we are to buy something? How many? Ito. How many? Proposals? Three. Bakit? Pinapahirapan nyo ba parati kami? Local church? Grabe naman. Ito na yung parating binibili. Di ba? Bakit kailangan ng three proposals pa? Okay na yung isang proposal, di ba? Pero bakit? Why do we do it? Sorry? You can assess. What? The price. Prices. Oh, but it's not... Oh, yeah, that's right, ha? But remember, it's not always price. Di ba? Baka naman sobrang mura binibili mo. Kaso buwan-buwan binibili mo yan. Kesa naman once every 6 months ka lang nagpapalit. So may ganun din, di ba? But yun tama. No? Tama si Lynn. You assess it. Why? So that we can maximize what important resource. Why do we canvas? Why do we choose the best for our organization, for our church? What do we want to maximize? What particular resource? Tell me.
Money,
financial resource. We want to make the best use. Why? We want to be good stewards of it. No, we maximize. Ano ba yung mga resources natin dito sa Victory? Tell me. Oh, you have one, financial resource. Ano pa? Next. Facility. Yes, facility. Ano pa? People, human resource. Oh, di ba? Volunteers, no? Ano pa? Napaka-profound mo, bro. At time. Yeah, tama naman. Di ba? Time. Tama yon. Time. Energy. Okay. Information. Information. Those are our resources. And when we organize things, we make sure that there's a good interplay of everything when we maximize it. No? So, maximization of resource. Numbers, no? Di ba nakakatamad yung librong yun? How many of you, di ba, would read numbers? It's so excited. Wala naman. Pero you know what's good about it? When you check on numbers 1 and 2, there was a maximization of resource. Ang galing. Di ba, when they were, it was a traveling, yung tent, di ba? No, yung presence ni God, nandoon pa, it's with them. Tapos, yung numbers 1 and 2, nasa gitna ang most important resource nila, which was, remember? Talagang walang nagbabasa ng numbers. Ano? Oh, pretend. In the Old Testament, in the time of Moses, when they were traveling, what was the most important resource? Tell me. The Ark of the Covenant. Okay, kung di nyo alam, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Okay, oh, wala. Generation, tanda ko na eh. No? Sige, nasa gitna yun. Tapos, ang second resource nila are the priests and the Levites. Tapos naka-distribute yun. Yun yung ini-explain ng numbers 1 and 2. north, south, east, and west. Tapos after ng mga priests and Levites, doon na dinistribute yung mga tribes equally. So there was an organization of how they were set up, maximization of resource. For every area, north, south, east, west, the middle was the Ark of the Covenant, there was a priest right there to minister to them for every given area. Tapos equally divided yung mga tribes. So ganun yun, di ba? Maximization of resource. Okay. Next. Before that, I remember for a church our size, no? Before leading, for a church our size, 1,200, we're benefiting so much from planning and organizing. Not our planning and organizing, but Victory Metro Manila. Ngayon pa lang kami nagkaka-hire pa lang namin ng worship services. Tumagal kami. Umabot kami ng 1,200 na walang worship services. Kasi nga, maximization of resource. Why? We were off-site kami. So what's more important for us is a facilities and logistics person na who would, every Sunday, set up, set down kami, set up, set down. We'll set up the LED wall every Sunday. Can you imagine? We'll set it down. The whole sound equipment, set up, set down, set up, set down. So and for our size, we cannot hire too many people. And so we needed to forego first the worship services. But because of the planning of Metro Manila, we just received the worship services package. Aba, tatayo ako ng ligo, poging-pogi. Bakit? May video ako, di ba? Akala ng mga tao, gawa namin. Pero tatayo ka dun, you're so confident, and just preach the word of God boldly. Why? Because of the planning and organization that has happened already. That's benefiting small churches like us. No? Kasi nakagawa na ng video kung sino man yung assign. The Ortigas Hub, or maybe the U-Belt Hub, nagawa na nila eh. Even nga kung wala talagang push comes to shove, wala kaming maisip na kanta dahil sobrang daming ginagawa. Man, andun na yung suggested songs, di ba? Ang dali ng lahat. Bakit? Because of planning and organizing that has happened already. So yun, no? Clear benefit for many of us. So all right. Next, leading. Leading. Leading is the management function of implementing plans and organized tasks. Implementing the plans and organized tasks. This is the actual work. Ito na yung work assignment. Ito na yung delegation. Okay, yan. Pumunta tayo dyan dito sa criteria, no? 1 Chronicles 28. This was when David was passing on the plans to Solomon to build the temple. Consider now. Sabi niya, for the Lord has chosen you, Solomon, to build a temple as a sanctuary. Be strong and do the work. Yung sabi niya, be strong and do the work. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him, now read this carefully, verse 12. He gave him all the plans of all the, who? Spirit. So wow, planning pala, spirit-led. Tama. So ibig sabihin, hindi dahil last minute, nag-flow ka in the spirit, spirit-led yon. Ibig rin sabihin pala, kung pinlano mo yung ministry time, di ba? Kung pinlano natin yung mga events natin, kahit 1 month ahead, and you prayed about it, and you listened to God, God, what's the thing here, what's the ministry time, whatever, di ba? It means that when we plan ahead of time, it's still the work of the Spirit of God. Very clear, oh? Sabi niya, the plans of what? Of all that the Spirit had put in his mind. Sa isipan niya, di ba? Hindi lang puro, I feel like the presence of God. Di ba? Pwede yun, di ba? Kailangan, lahat ng naisip natin, pwede rin pala. No? Which means, lahat ng ginagawa natin administratively is or can be what? Spirit-led. No? Wow, pwede. Hindi lang pala si pastor dito yung spiritual. Ako rin pala, as an administrative person, I do spiritual work. Every time you do the task that you are doing, where you are right now, please always remember that you are doing spiritual work. Okay? Okay, going back. Extra lang yon. He gave him all the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord and all the surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the temple of God and for the treasuries of the dedicated things. He gave him instructions. Now, ito na yung delegation sinasabi nyo kanina, no? Instructions for the divisions of priests and Levites. Work assignment. Job description. Di ba? And for all the work of serving in the temple of the Lord as well as for all the articles to be used in its service. So hindi lang pala yun, pati yung facilities or logistical assignment, ibinigay niya na lahat yung logistical division. Oh, itong sound system na yan, ha? Dito yan, sa kids ministry yan. Oh, ito Solomon, itong napakalaking boombox na to, diyan yan, sa mga bata, di ba? Magkabingian na sila dyan. Okay? So, et cetera, et cetera. No, boombox, wala na pala ngayon nun. Meron pa ba nun ngayon, James? Wala na ata, bro. So, oh, question, okay? So again, leading is the management function of implementing the plans and organized tasks. Okay. This is what? Tell me, what is this? Music stand. But we use it for something like this, di ba? Or sometimes we use it in the service pa. Diba? Minsan nga sa wedding, binabalutan na lang natin to, diba? Ng tela. Tapos dinadamitan mo, tinatalian mo. Okay. So, ano ba talaga ang original purpose nito? Music stand. James, anong nalalagay dito sa music stand? Chords. Ah, yeah. Yung music sheets. Sorry. Na nandoon yung mga chords. Pero dito sa Victory, ginagamit natin ano? Podium o lectern. Actually, lectern. Lectern tawag mo doon. Kasi yung podium, yun yung tinutungtungan ng mga maliit na katulad ko. Podium yun. Di ba? Podium. First, second, third. Gold, silver, bronze. Di ba? Podium yun. Kaya tawag mo, podium finish. Kaya minsan mali tawagin na podium yung ano, lectern yung tinatawag mo. It functions as a lectern. Okay. Ika nga ng radical, since 1984, ginagamit na natin to. Diba? Okay, tell me, how will you improve it? Diba? I need your imagination. Give me your wild afternoon, 3 p.m. imagination now. Diba? Kung meron kang Spotify dyan, click on Creativity Boost. Okay? That's the playlist. Okay? Oh, anong pwede mong gawin dito to help us? Come on, be creative. Tell me. I need your ingenuity. Be creative. How will you improve this? Ginagamit natin to for this function, not as a music stand. Tell me. Taas nyo naman yung bandila ng mga admin. Hindi porque admin tayo, hindi tayo creative. Diba? Okay, Lorelai. Sige, okay lang. Quickly. Yun, nakatingin ka kasi sa akin. Diba? Okay. After na iba mag-preach, pag si Pastor Johnson na kailangan, toot, bababa. Okay, any more? Come on, tell me. Yes, Rain.
A light and a mic stand there.
Nakagano na. All right. Tapos may light na. Oh, hindi ko pa kailangan yon. Pero okay. Okay, anyone? Anyone else? Come on, tell me. Oh, J-Lord. Uy, astig yun, bro. Monitor mo, tapos touch screen. Okay, which means nakalink na yon doon sa computer ko sa likod, di ba? Kasi monitor ko yon. Okay, oh sige, JC. Ah, wag na lang yon. Wag na lang natin lagay yon, di ba? Hindi naman importante yan eh. Ne, okay, sige, lagyan natin. In big, bold, di ba? Neon colored, you know, blinding flash light. Okay, okay. Any, come on, tell me. Yes, Eros.
Collapsible, so you can bring it anywhere you please.
Collapsible, so you can bring it anywhere. Oo nga, kasi sobrang ganda nga ng design, di ba? Oh, yes.
Merong mug holder.
Mug holder? Oy, perfect yon, di ba? You can put your, ano. Okay, good. Ano pa? Dapat may automatic coffee na rin, bro. Latte. Boom. And I feel like having a cappuccino this time. Toot! Ay, astig yon. Oh, any more. Come on, tell me. Sige, last two. Wala na ba? Wala na bang, ano, creative mind dito? Ano, wala na? Going. Oh, yes. Whoa, high tech. What if floating in the air na lang siya? Na may sensor. Pag naglalakad ako pa ganyan, gumagano'n, di ba? Medyo spooky nga lang yun. Pero, time will come, people will get used to it, na parang they won't mind the spookiness, di ba? Wala nang goosebumps yun. But every time you walk, di ba, sumusunod yung ano mo, notes mo, di ba? Parang high-tech yun. Ganda na na. Oh, ano ba? Ano ba? Last. May camera doon. Okay. Kita yung nakatutulog. Para pag may natutulog, gaganyan ka lang. Tapos, yes! Diba? The Bible says, diba? Okay. Pwede. Oh, question. We've been using this since 1984. Eh, ba't ganito pa rin to? It hasn't changed. Diba? Larry Bossidy, in his book, Execution, I like this. Kakahiram lang nung kids admin namin doon sa book na yun. Sabi niya, many organizations do not fail for the lack of great ideas. They fail because of poor execution. Of course, example lang yun. Di naman talaga natin kailangan to, di ba? Ngayon nga, naka-monitor na, pwedeng wala na to, di ba? Si pastor, nandun yung notes niya sa keynote notes, di ba? Or PowerPoint notes. But, ganyan, di ba? We can have so many ideas, but organizations, people do not fail for the lack of great ideas. They fail for poor execution. Yan to do it. Ako, activator ako. Nako, kailangan gawin na lang. Di ba? Minsan, napakadaming wento. Wala namang wenta. Di ba? Kung puro tayo kwento, wala tayong wenta. Puro kwento lang, walang wenta. Okay? Their actual work should be done. It's the doing the work. Okay, practical skills, delegation. Okay, delegation. After this, we'll take a break and then... Yan na. Nako, naamoy ko na yung pizza eh. So, bilisan niya natin. Come on. Delegation. Okay, practical skills. Delegate to the right person having the right strength given the expected output. Right person having the right strength or competence. Given, having explained the output that you need. No? That's an important component. Extra lang to, no? So sometimes, if you're not clear about the deliverable that was given you, you clarify it. No? The expected output. Pastor, ano ba yung kailangan mo exacto dito sa akin? No, until you're able to clarify it, di ba, it's easier for you to achieve it. Bakit? Eh kung malabo, hindi mo alam kung ano talagang kailangan mong gawin, right? In the same way, if you're leading someone, if you're delegating a task, your expectation or expected output should be very clear. No? Simple lang, pag may anak ka, di ba? Anak, pakidala yung tsinelas ko, doon ipasok mo sa cabinet. Simpleng-simple. Pero kailangan naiintindihan niya. Kasi kung hindi niya naiintindihan, hindi niya magagawa. Alright? Same thing. For us, the work, the people that when we delegate work, or when work is delegated to us, and we're not clear about the expected output, and even the timelines, you clarify it. No? It would help us in terms of delegation or the actual doing of the work. Okay. When you talk about delegation, we use this. There was a criteria, sabi nga ni Farsha kanina, no? Full of the Spirit, full of wisdom. Meron pang isa, very important. Check on Act 6. Go back. For victory, this is important. Act 6. Read it again.
Full of faith.
Well, yeah, full of faith. Full of spirit, full of faith. Pareho yung ano nun, di ba? Ay. Sorry? Okay, pareho kayo. From among, dito na yung full of faith, full of spirit, and yes, from among you. Do you know that this phrase is the same phrase that was used when they needed a disciple or the apostle to replace Judas? We need someone from among you. Nung nag-apply tayong lahat, dumaan kay Karen, anong sinabi niya? Dito sa victory, kailangan mo ng tatlo. Ngayon, apat na nga ata, no? May ginawa ka ng pang-apat. Ah, alam ko. Sabi niya, kailangan character, full of spirit and faith. Wisdom, competence. From among you, chemistry. Of course, ngayon, meron na tayo calling. Na, from among you. Chemistry important, di ba? Magaling ka nga, hindi ka naman mag... yung fit mo sa team.